Welcome to our podcast, Adventures of a Sadist and a Slut, or ASS for short. We're not experts, just kink enthusiasts and really fun, interesting people, or so we like to think. We love to share our experience, strength, and hope. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't a 12-step meeting. It's just a platform to discuss our adventures, experiences, and viewpoints on BDSM, swinging, polyamory, power exchange, slutting out, and all things sex. Given that we get down and dirty, use profanity, and might describe dark sexual activities, if you are under 18, even though we applaud your youth and interest in this topic and encourage you to explore, please consider this podcast to be R to X rated and act accordingly. Other disclaimers include, don't take this too seriously, don't try this at home unless you are safe, sane, and consensual, and feel free to visit our website at www.321events.com, that's www.3TO1events.com, to follow us or ask questions or offer topics you'd like to hear. So, on with the show. You fans of ASS, of our ASS, the Adventures of a Sadist and a Slut. We are back again with my daddy. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
And we have a special guest, our slut hot wife. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Woo! We're so excited. We have a really fun podcast talking about our training of this wonderful, slutty, hot wife to get her. She's one of my kindred spirits, a BBC slut, which I love.
Absolutely.
So, slut wife, do you remember the first time that we met?
I do. It was at a party a long time ago.
Yeah, how long ago do you think that was?
I'm going to say maybe 6 years ago?
Oh my god.
Was it longer?
Wow.
Eight. We definitely have lost track of how many black.
Yeah, it was longer.
So I remember because it was my very first time hosting a party, and it was me and about 18 guys in a hotel room. And I get a text message from you, and you're like, I'm by myself. Do you think I should come up? And this please come up. And why were you there by yourself?
Guess what? It was the first party like that I came to by myself. And I was going back and forth. Should I go? Should I not go? But the curiosity brought me there. It was my first big BBC party like that by myself.
Oh my god. That's amazing. you were like a godsend. It was like the heavens opened and it blocked. And the guys are just like, pounce. Do you remember what it felt like?
I did. It was anxious, but a good anxious. And then it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I knew that first time that I was like, holy shit, this woman is amazing. It was so much fun.
Damn, that says a lot right there.
It does. Walking in front of you didn't know anybody.
Absolutely.
I think you actually had fucked a few of the guys that were there.
Yeah, actually, I remember there was maybe about 3 or 4 of them that I had met previously, I guess at PGC. Because that was the only club I've been to prior to that.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. And then I guess after that, I started talking to your hubby because your hubby is a talker.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, I want to whore her out. I want to make her a black cock slut. And so I started setting up some other really crazy fun parties. So how did you and your hubby get to be swingers where you like black cock?
Yeah, how'd you get enlightened?
Actually, at first it was curiosity. Prior to that, obviously I've only fucked white guys, and after a while I was like, I'm kind of bored, I need something a little more exciting.
Well, let's mention that your hubby is white.
Yes. I need something more exciting, something a little different, little something to spice it up. And actually, he's the one that brought it up to me.
Really? And so we're already married.
Yeah. And I was like, kind of like, oh, I don't know. You say you're okay with it, but when it actually happens, are you really going to be okay with it? And
be some backlash.
Yeah. Is he going to look
dirty? He did it. I everybody's like, oh, how was your first time? And I'm like, you know what? I can't even tell you what it was like because I was so worried about what was going to happen after with me and him. I didn't know if it was going to be a big fight, if it was going to be what. That's
did
all
I
that was on
myself
my
too much? Did I?
Yeah, exactly. That's all that was on my mind. So I can't even tell you if my first time was great, if it wasn't great. But
how did your hubby react then after that?
Yeah. Oh, when the guy left, he was like all over me. He like was like, let's do it again. Let's find more people. Let's see what else. Yeah, he loved it. Loved it. So then once I realized, okay, he's really comfortable with this. He's not, you know, it's not going to cause any problems. I was able to relax and enjoy the many BBCs that I've been with.
That's amazing.
That's just so amazing. It's just so nice when you can come back to your partner, you know, a little nervous and they're just like super pumped and excited and just like, well, how was it? You
I'm
know,
gonna fuck the shit out of you.
I know. I'm going to fuck you so hard right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And you, of course, you guys know him. So you know how enthusiastic he is in this.
So great.
Yeah, he gets so excited about everything. And I mean,
I'm jumping ahead, but you know, at daddy's birthday party, your hubby and I were high-fiving as you like fucked all the black cops there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm so pretty good. Sure at some point he patted me on the back and you know, it just felt great. You know, he's just like, yeah, the right man, thing. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Just got such positive energy. And I mean, it's just so nice to have around.
He does. And I think he ends up being better friends with them than I do. And I'm the one fucking him.
like, you know, this guy fucking you. He's a Packers fan.
Sometimes he's like, guess who I talked to today? And I'm like, who? And he's like, so-and-so. And I'm like, really? Because I haven't talked to them in like 3 weeks. How did you talk to them?
So he likes whoring you out, apparently.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He loves it.
That's pretty hot.
You know, that's a man after my own heart, a man that loves to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely loves to share me.
And so he gets as excited if you go by yourself or if he's there.
Probably a little both. Probably a little both. I mean, he definitely loves being there 100%. But he also, I think, loves not knowing what I'm doing, and then when I come home and tell them,
that's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I think he loves hearing it more so.
Well, so I don't know how much you know, but you know, he's a talker. So he would call me and say, let's do this. Let's make
uh-huh.
her, you know, I want to show off my hot life. I want her to have all the BBC. Come on, let's arrange a party so that we can run my slut life. So he had me set up a party one time at your place, and he wanted me to schedule 4 guys every 15 minutes.
Yes, I remember.
Oh my God.
I remember. Sometimes I have to say to him, what do you think I am? Calm it down a little bit.
So I think we ended up having like 3 an hour come through.
Wow.
For like 3 hours.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
The amount of coordination that takes.
Right? Like you were on the hour, on the hour. You have to show up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was during the day, too.
These guys showing up, they're like, can I come in yet? Wait in the parking lot.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Your time slot.
And you did a good job coordinating it, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What was the favorite party that you and I did, either at one of your many places?
You know what? I have to say, and you probably remember it, the one that we did down the shore in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
You remember that little get-together?
I think it was six guys and you and I.
Right, and then you and a few stayed over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
And I remember, I kind of remember you saying in the morning, I can't fuck because my pussy's too sore.
Yes, exactly.
But we exactly. Still have breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, slut wife, one of the things that I actually really admire about you, and I think what people don't understand about swinging is that, you know, even though we met 6 years ago, there were periods of our lives where we both had family issues going on. And, you know, we weren't playing. Like, real life gets in the way of, you know, sometimes of having fun. And one of the things that I always, you were always really good about texting me, like, how are things going? There wasn't any ulterior motives. It was just about, like, how is your life going? And
right.
It builds that great friendship.
It does. You definitely have to have a good friendship in this lifestyle. I think if you don't, then what's the point? You have to develop a good relationship with people, have a good rapport. I mean, it makes it fun. It's just not fucking and bye, see you, never see you again, catch you later. I just don't think it has any value or meaning or any fun to it.
I mean, I think those moments can be fun, but they are what they are. But when you really find that right. Lasting friendship is really amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Meaningful connections, you know, those are really valuable. And I definitely have, you know, the stories that I heard about you before I ever got to meet you, that was one of the biggest things that was my takeaway, was that there was really, outside of the fun, there was sort of this structure and relationship that seemed just about the human side of the three of you. And I just always knew to respect that. And I thought that was really cool. And that was, you know, that was a big thing, despite all of the amazing time and cocks that you two have had over the years. You know, I understood that you guys sort of had like a very cool bond. And just this comfort level that was really
like
great.
When you know about each other's families and works, and you know, like it's nice. It's very nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely nice.
And we value that.
So, I think, you know, your hubby and I had a little falling out for about a year. I think, you know, my big thing was I was in the emergency room and got admitted to the hospital and I had to cancel a party. And so he went like kind of behind my back and got some other party planner for you. And I just got an attitude. I was so pissed. So he and I didn't talk for a while. And for whatever reason, you guys popped back into my life.
Yeah, and I'm glad we did.
And it just so happened to be Daddy's birthday coming up. And I was like, and so your hubby was like, please, you know, use my wife. What can I do? Like, please. You know?
Of course.
And I was like, all right, hubby. I want you to bring your fucking slut wife over to my dad's birthday party. And she's going to be the birthday gift for Daddy. And
right.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, I think even when she said it, you know, I thought it was too good to be true, but, you know, girl, and, you know, she can make some shit happen. And so I was just so excited at the idea. I told a couple of my really close homies, my close Swingerland homies. I've got a treat for us for my birthday.
Yeah, you get two other guys or three other guys over?
It was at least two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here comes the slut wife walking in, looking totally hot.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy as fuck. In your high heels and your little black outfit.
Uh-huh. You looked incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, you felt already unwrapped, but we were very excited to get into that present.
I think, what did you do, tie her up that first night?
Yeah, I think we tied you up first for a bit.
Yes.
And you know, it was certainly the first time we played, and so sometimes, you know, getting familiar with tying and that process is a little awkward. And so I think we had some good laughs along the way, trying to tie you up and hold you while the other guys were fucking you. And
that's definitely when Javi and I were high fiving, like, woo, we're back at it. Nice.
We did it. It was a fun night. No, I was gonna say we did. It was a fun night. It was fun trying to figure out. That was the first time I was tied like that. So it was fun trying to figure out, okay, well, where is he tying me now? How's he tying me like this?
It's a kind of a weird feeling, like, you know, you're tied with your legs open and there's three guys waiting to pound you.
Right.
Yeah, I remember one of the funny parts in that, you know, I'm very visual and, you know, my baby girl's just sitting there across the bed looking at me, just, you know, happy as shit for me. And she pulls out her phone and takes a picture. And, you know, I always love looking at this photo because it was such a fun night. But, you know, I'm sitting here doing like some surfer, you know, hand gesture, looking at her, and there's what, like me, I think I'm, yeah, I think I'm in your mouth getting my dick sucked, and then another guy's below you, and I think you got his dick in your hand, and then, okay, you know, my homie is fucking you, and it's just such a fun fucking picture.
It really is.
We were making the best of this.
And your face is just glowing. I couldn't see Slutwife's face because she's covered in dick. You know, right. But...
yeah, whole spoken for.
So how did you like that experience of feeling kind of helpless and at the mercy?
It was a good experience. I definitely liked it. I mean, like I said, it was the first time I was ever tied like that. So once I figured out, okay, I see how he's tying me. Now I get the picture. I understand what he's doing in here. I definitely enjoyed it.
Thank
it
God
was fun.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, it's funny because it's kind of a dance, and especially the, you know, that first time or two that you play. And I mean, I think you did really well with that because it's easy to just say, "Oh, fuck this," or freak out, and you know,
right.
Like, I could kind of, you know, part of my process is always trying to read everyone I play with and, you know, take cues and all of that. And, you know, I could see you kind of working your way through it and, you know, definitely noticed that and appreciated it and noted that for later, you know.
You know, you're the first true dom that I've been with. You know how a lot of guys say, yeah, I am. And then when you get together with them, it's like, oh, well, I get that every day. I get my ass smacked like that. That's normal. That's not a dom, you know. So that first night I walked in, I was like, okay, he's real. He's not... He's not a joke. He knows.
And the amazing thing about Daddy is that he's always watching and processing and analyzing, you know? So it always feels very like, oh, fuck, you know? Here it comes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really appreciate you saying that. It's always nice to hear that I come off as authentic as I'd like to.
Because a lot of the guys and black guys, you know, they just want to fuck. They're not into the mind fuck. They're not into the process. They're not into the humiliation and the, you know.
Yeah.
No.
It's humiliating to have your legs tied apart and there's all these people standing in front of you.
Just
that's humiliating. Right.
Staring at your pussy or
helpless.
Your ass is sticking out and we're all just staring. I mean, I fucking love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't front. I mean, I love all of that. And I mean, I am just a sadist to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it's not really just about, I mean, you're sexy as hell and, you know, it's fun. I always look forward to the moment I can get you on your back. But at the same time, it's not just about that. It's about that mind fuck. It's about understanding when you're uncomfortable and you know, do
pushing
I
it, yeah.
Right, and pushing that, like, do I right. want to make you more comfortable, or do I want to enjoy you being uncomfortable for a little longer? And, you know.
You want to enjoy in me being uncomfortable. It piqued my curiosity, since I knew that he was real. He was a true dom. He definitely knew what he was doing. He wasn't one of these guys that says, oh yeah, sure, I could be a dom. So that definitely piqued my curiosity, and I wanted to know more about the BDSM world. So that's when my hubby, as soon as he heard that, he ran with it, of course. And
he really did.
And before I could even talk to you guys about it, I think he contacted you guys first and told you guys that I was interested in it. And then that's when we set up to meet again. And you guys really took the time to explain it to me, showed me a lot of your toys, and went through everything with me. And you guys were really patient and started teaching me a little by little about the whole scene and what to expect, and then started training me. And I feel like we were kind of just getting our groove and figuring out what I liked, what I didn't like, what I was interested in more. And then lo and behold, we all became on lockdown to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's a very interesting point. You know, it really does take time sometimes to really, you know, feel each other out. You know, there's times when, you know, doms and subs and kinksters connect, and you kind of have a bit of an idea of what you want. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of like a dance.
Right.
And I definitely have sort of on my side felt that same way. It's sort of strategizing. It's trying things and seeing what the response is. And I think I really have enjoyed especially the last couple of times that
yeah.
we've been together, because I'm really starting to see, you know, the things that you respond to and what you like, and, you know, of course, what you hate, which is, you know, great too.
Yeah.
But it's a real reward when you start figuring things out and they start clicking. And you know, I think that's definitely where we were a couple months ago. And
yeah,
I think by getting there, that was probably really helpful for us, especially since this all happened. You know, it's very easy to just say, well, you know, probably not going to see them for a few months, so whatever. But, you know, I think with that progress that we were able to make, it just helped even lay more foundation for being able to communicate during the Rona.
Yeah, well, it's been really fun, because this path, you know, where Daddy is my dom and we're 24/7 and bringing in another couple and bringing in another sub to be trained has been really interesting. And the way that we've structured it is like, if I can make it, I'm there and I really enjoy it. But if we were trying to get together once a week or once every right. other week, and sometimes schedules are rough, you know.
Absolutely.
So then Daddy would show up at your place and you'd be all dressed for him, you know, mm-hmm. and then I'd be at home waiting for him to get back. And it's very sexy on all ends, but it was right. always, everything is always above the board, and communication. I think that's like really key, and trust.
Exactly. Yes. And that's one of the things that I have said, and I just recently had this talk with my hubby, you know, while we were in all this time. I have recently said that I said, I think I'm able to open up, and I was able to let you try all your toys and different things on me, because I'm comfortable with you and I trust you. And I know that nothing's going to happen to me. I said, I think if I didn't feel that way, I would never have been able to do that.
Well, slut wife, I can't tell you how many times I say in my head, okay, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. I'm just like my little bat mantra. It's
going to
hurt, but I'm not
going to
die.
Absolutely. You know, that's your litmus test. Are you going to die? Probably not. You know.
Okay.
The rest of it, you'll be all right.
Right.
Well, I've been impressed on, you know, how much you're willing to try and how much you're willing to do and how much outside of your comfort zone, because I forget that you're, you know, kind of new to this, and, you know, giving yourself over to someone is a challenge.
It is. It's hard. Sometimes I have to force myself. I have to be like, okay, I have to like in the beginning, it was very hard for me in the very beginning. And then, like I said, I kind of felt like right before this, I was getting to that point where I was like, okay, I would either come to your place or Sir would come to my place. Yeah. And I was getting comfortable doing that, giving myself over and letting him do what he wanted to do and not be resistful or stop him and just let it flow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's totally a process, that sort of acceptance. And, you know, there's different ways that I feel like you come into this. You know, sometimes you come into something like this where you've already had enough of the experiences where you can say, well, I went looking for this and it didn't go well and I don't want that again, but I do know what I want. And sometimes you just come into things and saying that, you know, I'm open. Let's just see. And when that happens, it's not like right away you just say, oh, okay, I'm going to give myself all over to this person. It does take a little time to build that up and actually believe in a person, and you trust baby girl, and you guys have your history. It's still me that you don't know, and that takes time. And
right,
I have to agree. You know, I have a lot of respect for the process that you went through and how far you've come and how much you've been willing to trust us and you know, just go along with us.
Note to listeners. Your Dom is not patient with your own process, your own submissive process. They are not good enough for you.
That's right.
Yep.
You have to have someone that you trust and has patience.
It's important that you feel comfortable, you feel enabled, you feel heard, you know, before the green light, before we say action, you know, you still need to feel heard. You need to feel like the things that you want, the things you don't want, have been clearly understood, and it's been communicated that they're understood. Now, of course, once we get into it, then you're in our hands. But I completely agree. That's very important. Patience and understanding are very key to this.
And
so, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, and I think Sarah is very good at that.
Oh, thank you, Slutway.
So one of my ideas was to have you over and to have Daddy tie you up and sit in the chair and have him scene with me, because sometimes the scening, like we do public play with the BDSM, right, in a BDSM format, but a lot of the BDSM stuff that we do is not swinger oriented and is very private. So I was like, all right, well, I actually trust Slutwife enough to see Daddy be authentically sadistic with me.
Right.
So what was that experience? I mean, you were tied up sitting in a chair, maybe blindfolded?
Blindfolded, yeah, for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
clothespins on your pussy.
Uh-huh. You were completely naked. Clothespins, I think I put two clothespins on your pussy.
Oh, yes, you did. I can't forget that part.
So what was that like?
That was fun. It was different. It was more of a mind thing for me because I wasn't involved at all in anything. So
you just had to sit there.
Right, exactly. So it was more mind over matter for me. And I watched. Part of it, most of it, I would say I was blindfolded for. So I didn't, it was that anticipation of when I didn't hear anything, where was Sir? Was he going to be doing something to me, or or was he just taking a break for a second?
That is like cruel anticipation.
Right. And remember at the one point he had walked out of the room and we were both blindfolded and you were like, you take your blindfold off and see where he's at. And I was like, no, I'm You're not like, doing it. I was like, you do.
You look. You take the punishment. You look.
I was like, no way. I was like, I'm not doing it. So for me,
it's a kitchen of subs. You're like, all right, who's going to do it?
Yes.
I mean, that moment for me, you know, speaking of the kinship of subs, that was just a wonderful moment for me. I don't think I was right in the room, but I was still within an earshot to hear that conversation. And I mean, it warmed my dark little heart. I was like, that bonding is magical. Neither of them wants to take it off. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, so for me, it was a fun experience because it was a different experience. It was more of a mind experience.
And I remember that, you know, again, as part of just sort of feeling everything out, that was one of the things that was one of the aspects I hadn't really tried with you yet, was more of just the mental play and the, you know, just sit there and focus and zone out and sort of meditate, but also deal with these clothespins on your pussy.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, for me, it was almost, it's kind of like a study for me, you know, let's see how she responds to this. You know, I see how slut wife responds to the impact and to being tied up, but I wanted to try something different. And, you know, based on baby girl's suggestions, I was able to kind of take that to that, you know, take that and play with it. And I feel like I really saw and understood a different side of you, which was really cool.
And I think that, you know, one of the things that Daddy and I talk about is how do you manage two subs? You know,
right.
There's so many approaches to it, you know. And a lot of times I'll get dominant. If you're around, I want to spank you. You know, I just jump right into being the dominant side too.
Right.
Which I just love, you know, that, you know, we don't always see that side of you, baby girl, but.
Well, know. And as a note, neither of us are really bi, but there's just something that's just all sexual about it.
Absolutely.
You know?
And just that energy that builds up, and, you know, just. For me, it was really amazing feeling that synergy between the two of you as well, because that makes it a lot easier. It's different if you just have two subs to play with and they aren't really vibing. You know, you almost
right.
feel like you're doing double duty
right.
as opposed to sort of this unified energy. And yeah, you know, that I can remember back in college, you know, when I'd have a threesome or something, you know, with just two random girls. And, oh, thank you. And, you know, I feel like it wasn't a big deal. You know, I just kind of hopped in, went along for the ride and, you know, didn't really need to be in charge. But it's very different as a dom when you're trying to care for, you know, every aspect of what's happening and for two different females' experiences.
Yeah.
But yeah, very exciting. So that was a challenge for me too. And I, you know, I felt like I handled it pretty well.
You did.
You know.
You did.
So, Daddy, what's been your favorite activity of training slut life or favorite moments?
You know,
was it the video of her licking your ass?
You know. That
was pretty good.
That was pretty hot.
I didn't even know we had a video of that.
Oh, oops.
We do.
Okay.
And maybe you'll get to see it one day. But you know, being there, experiencing your tongue in my ass was just incredible. I just, you know, I felt that submission. I felt your eager tongue. And it was really just incredible. But just to then be able to watch on video that same experience, watch you sort of you know, struggle with the positioning and then,
right,
you know, work it out and then really, you know, give it to me. I mean, it was really hot. That was probably one of the hottest experiences I feel like we've had. And I would definitely say the last time we played together would be second.
Okay, what was that?
Well, the last time we played together, which is, of course, what we were just talking about with, you know, the sitting in the chair and...
That was the last time?
No, that wasn't.
Oh, my gosh. No. You're right. There was another. Mm-hmm.
The last time we played together...
That was pretty... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say the last time we played together was actually, I think, maybe 2 weeks, right? Before all this, or 2.5 weeks right before all this, you were here at my place, and it was the night that you had ate me out, and you said that you could tell that I love having my pussy eaten.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl, that was really fun.
Yeah.
I, you know, and that was different, you know. I hadn't done that before, but I was just curious, you know. Let's see what happens when I push this button.
Right. Because you had said to me, I want to try something different. And I wasn't even thinking along those lines. I was like...
You're like, what's he going to shove up my ass?
Yeah, I'm like thinking some crazy, you know, something that is like going to hurt me. And I'm going to be like, oh God, this is so painful.
And that's actually really beautiful, like when the sadist just gives you pleasure, you know?
Right.
It's really like a special moment.
Right.
And, you know, it's still rewarding for me because I knew you were worried as shit.
I was. I'm not going to lie. I was.
It's kind of like how you keep you guessing, you know?
Right.
You keep us guessing. Yeah.
Absolutely. There is a lot of fun and just, you know, it's very empowering to even be able to just do something like that. And, you know, I plan on eating your pussy, but we get to wrap that whole experience around a bit of nervousness and anxiety and relief. And I just love the things that, you know, this BDSM space can add to our sexuality.
Right.
So, as this podcast is getting a little bit lengthy, what do we see next? I guess my question was, I got to see the video that you sent to my daddy with you playing with your pussy. That was pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
Glad you guys enjoyed it.
Since it's Corona and we have to stay apart, how did it feel making that video for him?
I loved making it for my sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything to please him.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely loved watching that video. I've watched it several times. And one of my favorite things is just hearing you vocalize and tell me what you're missing and looking forward to.
I've watched it too. And it's like her little pussy hole keeps opening. Mm-hmm. I was astounded. Oh, I was like, what is that?
It's so hot. I see that pussy hole and I'm just like, I just want to get my dick in there. Right. Now.
And it like opens and closes and opens and closes. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool video.
Your pussy does that.
Yep. Oh. Hmm.
Lucky me. Hmm. I've got some pussy around. Two of the best pussies around.
So we are going to make you a porn star. That is definitely our intention. And we are, Daddy has been diligently working at getting some of the amateur videos up and about. Can't so be. That we can whore you out. We can whore you out and make money off of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'd be surprised the amount of paperwork involved with getting set up with this stuff.
I can't wait.
You know, I figured I could screen name and, you know, throw a video up, but there's definitely some, it's almost like, you know, when you watch the old porns where there's the casting couch and the release form and all that stuff and the ID.
Yeah.
And, on some of these sites, like on ManyVids where we've got an account, you know, you have to do all these things. I have to get a release.
Where did you get our accounts up there?
Well, we've got an account set up on OnlyFans, and we've got an account set up on ManyVids.
Woohoo!
And yeah, we had to do releases, we had to do photo IDs, you know, and I'm pretty sure I didn't get sent a casting couch or anything, but that was about the next step, I'm sure.
Slut Life, how does it feel to make money off of your pussy?
I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be the best feeling.
Yeah. There's something that's so good about feeling like a whore.
There is. There, you just can't describe it. There's just no
way. Especially, and I just love that I get to, you know, be in charge. And
yeah.
You both are my internet video whores, and I'm just going to. We're gonna do all kinds of creative, crazy, sexy things.
It's gonna be a great time.
Well, now that we're quarantined, we're just gonna have to boss you over video, train you over video.
Yes, that's what I said. We'll have to do something virtual.
All right. Well, you have three guesses of what Daddy wants you to become.
Okay.
What are his goals for you?
For me to be a good slut to you guys.
All right. Yeah, you already are.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
To be a big star for us.
Yeah.
A big star, big money. Yeah.
We want to make money off of those beautiful tits and tight body. Right.
Mm-hmm. We definitely will. I don't know. Third one?
Oh, you're forgetting the key thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big one that Sir wants? I think even hubby's going to say that.
Oh, a big ass fucker. Ding, ding, ding.
We're going to train Slut Wife to be a good prequel slut.
All the holes.
That's right. I like all the holes in my girls.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? I bet you're going to do great.
I'll be fine.
See?
It's like when you're blindfolded and you hear rummaging in your bag and it's like, okay, what's he gonna pull out? It's like that.
That's when you tell yourself you're not gonna die. So
this is that love. Oh my god,
it's like that. It's that anticipation, like what's coming out of the bag.
it's always so great to know these things.
That's awesome. All right, well, Slut Wife, thank you so much for joining our podcast.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have had you.
I'm glad to be part of your insight.
We wish Corona was over so that we could actually play with you in person.
I know, me too. I can't wait to see you guys when it's over.
Well, I think that you're going to be making a lot of videos for us, so we'll get to see you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, we'll have fun.
And thanks to all you for listening to another one of the Adventures of a Sadist and a Slut podcast. Woo woo.
It's been a little while since we've done one, but it's great to be back in the saddle. And we hope to have some more fun updates coming soon.
Great. And make sure you check out our new porn sites. We'll share the link.
Yeah, and we'll always have our stuff up on our website, 3to1events.com.
Thanks, everybody. Bye, Slut.
Bye. Bye.